she wear, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my star?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
mine? So fine.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More tornadoes possible today for Gulf Coast states. Other parts of the country are also in for challenging weather, says CBS News New York meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch.
Tomorrow, trouble spots may still be the Pacific Northwest. Ohio Valley tomorrow with rain picking up there. Into Monday, Northern Plains getting snow. New England getting more in the way of rain on Monday. Monday night, that snow starts to spread toward the Ohio Valley.
It's raining in the Northeast, and it will be a rainy night in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
For the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, it will likely be a very soggy ball drop. But nonetheless, it could be worse. It's going to be on the milder side.
Have you ever thought about just erasing bad memories? You can do that today in Times Square. Here's Times Square Alliance spokesman Joe Papa on Good Riddance Day.
We have these miniature chalkboards for each one of the attendees to write what they want to say good riddance to from the previous year.
If you're spending this weekend on the road or in the air, you have a lot of company, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
On the roads, the good news is low gas prices, the lowest in more than 3 years, according to Gas Buddy. Tough weather conditions combined with millions behind the wheel are a recipe for congestion, but many are prepared for the worst.
We left at 4 a.m., so there wasn't that much traffic.
Travel troubles, a holiday tradition you can count on.
If you bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket in Cottonwood, California, you might have won the $1.22 billion jackpot.
Those winning numbers are 55, 7, 3, 37, 49, and the Mega Ball is 6.
Most winners choose the cash option, which is about $550 million. Then you have to pay taxes, but that's a bill these folks say they would be happy to pay.
I'd love to get my hands on that money and make my life better and maybe a few other people as well. I'm always hopeful that one day I'll win, so I keep trying. I know the odds are against me, but who do I have to lose?
Oh, man, it would be like a new life. It would be being born all over again.
The sportscaster and studio host Greg Gumbel has died. Here's CBS Sports HQ host Russ Thaler.
Gumbel is most well known for covering the NFL and college basketball. Along with Phil Simms, he formed CBS's lead NFL announcing team for 6 seasons and called 2 Super Bowls. In 2001, he became the first African-American to do play-by-play for a major sports championship in the United States when he called Super Bowl 35 for CBS.
Gumbel had cancer. He was 78. And the 16-year-old girl from Argentina who burst onto the scene in the 1960s. 68 movie Romeo and Juliet, Olivia Hussey, has died of cancer. She was 73. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
New Barn. Share the West.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe be too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
It's a twist on Christmas tree recycling.
The Urban Growers Collective in Chicago is giving people the chance to recycle their trees through their Nigerian pygmy goats. Once all the decorations and hooks are removed from the trees, collective farmer Brandon Gutierrez says the goats will gladly eat them.
Right now we're feeding them hay, and the hay could get boring around this time of year. So definitely the pine trees are going to be a nice treat for them.
And a nutritious one packed with vitamins A and C. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The oldest living survivor of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, who was also the last remaining survivor of the USS Utah, has died. Warren Upton died this week of pneumonia at a hospital in Los Gatos, California. He was 105 years old. The Utah was moored at Pearl Harbor when Japanese planes began bombing the Hawaii Naval Base in the early hours of December 7, 1941. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy, highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, a few clouds, 37. Chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 44. Partly sunny, 44 again for Monday. Chance of rain and snow Tuesday, highs in the upper 30s. Currently, 46 degrees.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Well, good morning. Welcome into Saturday morning. Normally you'd hear Terry Hovel here with Rock and Roll Never Forgets, but Terry's taking a vacation. What a good time to do it. Kind of between the holidays, get off somewhere warm. I'm not sure where he's going, though. I think he actually goes to Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken. But nonetheless, he's not here today. I'm going to cover best I can, so no official Rock and Roll Never Forgets today, but still all kinds of timeless favorites. It's the Beatles on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. I
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Terry Haviloff today, Chris Morrow filling in for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Officially, the show's not happening, but the timeless hits continue with Carl Carlton on WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Welcome to the weekend. Terry Havel's off this weekend. Chris Morrow filling in. Rock and Roll Never Forgets back next weekend from 10 to 2 here on WRJN. Well, you can't beat this weather as we're heading into the end of 2024. We're going to end on a pretty high note as far as today's temperatures go, up near 50 for a high. Mostly cloudy, maybe a few passing peaks of sunshine. Again, 50 for a high today, 36 tonight. It's going to rain half the day tomorrow, and we'll get a high in the low to mid 40s. On Sunday. Nice day. It's 46 here at Radio Park.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
For 98 years, your home for local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Terry Hobble's off this weekend. Rock and Roll Never Forgets back next week at 10 o'clock. Now, though, it's Elton John with Kiki D. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
We come on this loop, John B., we did wrong, drinking all night.
never been wrong.
Hiding in
Hits WRJN Saturday morning, rolling through the weekend together with the Righteous Brothers.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
All I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Thing, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey back on WRJN. He's got the rest of the story, now sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey is on weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus every afternoon. And now, if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, you can catch it on demand by going online to WRJN.com and get the rest of the story.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Flip a coin whenever my chance to play Proud Mary comes up. Is it going to be Ike and Tina Turner or CCR? Today, CCR won the coin flip. Here on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and they don't get much more timeless than Elvis coming up after 11 o'clock. Add in the Supremes and the Beatles, you've got a heck of a playlist on the way. We've got them all here for you after our 11 o'clock news from CBS on WRJN.
Gotta go home.
WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on.
An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so